Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Our goal is to press forward in the work of the Lord and to accomplish the work that He has set out for us to do. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Our Lord gave us the command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts, the Great Commission is given to us. In Matthew chapter number 28 and verse number 19, Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so as you and I press toward the mark for the prize, we are doing those things that will help us to accomplish that. My theme is growth. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Peter 3 and verse number 18, "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." In the book of 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 2, the Bible said, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." In the book of 2 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible said, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and godliness and brotherly kindness and love." And He said, "If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." As you and I look at this theme, you can turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. Three things that I want to bring out, verses 11 through verse number 16. But as you and I think in this, my theme is growth. I want you and I to look at how I can have an exciting Bible study at home. As you and I recognize in Romans 10 verse 17, the Bible said, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Lesson number 3 in this series is entitled, "How to Make Your Bible Come Alive." You see, ladies and gentlemen, many folks think the Bible is a dead book. There is an old country gospel song entitled, "Dust on the Bible." We want to get the dust off of the Bible. And then the fourth lesson in this series on growth is how to make a rut into a spiritual marathon. There are so many people who are in a spiritual rut. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there reaches a time that when every person is involved with milk, bibs, and diapers. But God wants us to be involved in meat, battles, and devotion. When you and I look at spiritual growth, when you and I look at where we are, I simply ask this question. Are you and I farther today into the Word of God? Have you and I grown in the grace and knowledge compared to where we were? Can I say, yes, I am a stronger Christian. I am more devoted. I have a greater dedication. I have a stronger love. I have a more knowledge of the Word of God. If not, why not? And so as you and I look at spiritual growth, as you and I can look at our lives and ask ourselves the question, am I growing spiritually on a week-to-week or day-to-day or year-to-year basis? In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, verse 11, that God set in the church certain individuals, some pastors, evangelists, and so forth. And He gave a reason. Turn your Bibles, if you have a Bible, to the book of Ephesians, please, and turn to that fourth chapter and look at that 11th verse. The Bible says, "And He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some teachers, and some evangelists, and some pastors." Now, He did that for a reason. Paul went about establishing these churches. And now he comes back, and not only did he said God set them in order. When the church was established, ladies and gentlemen, the church was established full grown. When it came into existence in Acts chapter number 2, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible says in verse 47, and the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. He sent those 12 men apostles. They began to preach on that day of Pentecost. 3,000 folks were baptized. And the Bible says in verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, the fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. That just as in the beginning of time, God didn't make a baby. God didn't make an acorn. God made an oak tree. God made a man. God made a woman. But everything comes by the law of reproduction following that. On the day of Pentecost, the church was put into effect. It was established. But ever since that day, there becomes a new birth when an individual obeys the gospel of Christ. Grow up to become strong, stalwart Christian. And so in verse number 11 of Ephesians chapter number 4, and God set some in the church. When the church began, it was full grown. It had elders, it had pastors, it had apostles, it had these full grown. He gave a reason for that. Look at verse number 12. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Here is a work. He said these men have been set in the church in order that these things may be done. We appointed deacons. The Bible says these men are set in order that we may build up, ladies and gentlemen, the church. And he gives a reason. Why do we need to build up? Why do we need the ministry of the saints? Listen to this. In verse number 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect. No. So you mean sinless? Absolutely not. Unto a mature man. He's mature. 1 John chapter number 2, the Bible talks about the three, stages of man. John writes in 1 John chapter 2, he said, I write unto you little children. Then he said, I write unto you young men. And then he said, I write unto you fathers. We have little children and they need to be fed milk and they need to be pampered and encouraged and taught and brought up. But he said, I write unto you young men. Why? Because you are fighting the battles. I write unto you fathers because you are dispensing the wisdom that you have. Now then, three things in the next three verses that I want you to look at that are marks of maturity. These have been, I've said some apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers. Until we all come to unity of faith for the perfecting of the saints. Now I want you to look at verse number 14. And number one is this. What is the mark of a mature Christian? You say, Brother Acuff, I want to be a mature Christian. I don't want to be a whining baby eating baby food. That's what happened in the Hebrews. Paul said, when by reason of time you ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have need of milk. You're not able to drink meat or eat meat, and you have need of milk. All right, now look at this. I want to be a mature Christian. Okay, what is the mark? What are the marks? There's three of them. Number one, the mark of a mature Christian is that he is strong in his doctrine. Now look at verse number 14. The Bible says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine and by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The mark of a mature Christian. Now there are some folks, they may have some questions. We need to take the time to help these young men grow and young ladies and so forth and help them understand the doctrine of the Bible, the doctrine of worship, the doctrine of Christ. And he said, because what happens is, listen, here is it. I've seen that. You remember Matthew chapter 13, behold, the sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, some fell among thorns, some fell among the rocks, and others in the good ground. You see what happened? And the Bible says that fell among the thorns or that was in the shallow ground and didn't take root, what happened? The weeds grow up and choke it out. And so it's incumbent upon those of us who are the fathers, who are the wisdom dispensers, that we take new babes in Christ and help them to understand that the New Testament teaches us that we are to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16. And so, when an individual, a mark of a mature Christian is that somebody comes along and they say, why don't you come over here with us and do this? Give me book, chapter, and verse for that. That doesn't mean a mature Christian knows every verse in the Bible. But he knows who to go ask. He knows how to search it out. Hey, wait a minute. Now, I've got enough to know something. No. See, the mark of a mature Christian is that he's not tossed or she's not tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, every kind of doctrine that comes along. I want to tell you, my friend, I mean, we can create in this congregation, if we chose to do so, I'm going to tell you, we would have a whooping good time here on a Sunday, and we could draw a crowd. No. See, this individual, this mature Christian, he's not tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Secondly, go to verse 15. The Bible says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him all things, which is the head, even Christ. Notice, I want you to underline this phrase. May grow up unto Him. Look at verse 15. Grow up into Him. Development. I want to help us develop. Here's why I want to do two sermons, or three sermons, to help us develop. Number one is to help us have a home, I'm not talking about teaching others, that help us to have a Bible study at home with ourselves or with our families. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to help us develop. Now, number three. In verse 15, he talks about growing and he talks about development, but in verse number 16, I want you to look at this. He says, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working of the measure in every part, maketh increase of the body unto this. Now watch this word. Unto the edifying of itself. That's building up of itself in love. The three words I want you to remember in this, the marks of maturity, doctrine, development, and devotion. Those are the three words. Three marks of a mature Christian. He's got the right doctrine. He is developing. And number three, he is devoted. I love folks who are devoted. And I know you do too. I'll tell you, I could spend the rest of the day talking about the devotion of this congregation. When I think about our budget, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest, tears come to my eyes when I see our members back here in the fellowship hall. I went through pictures that I'd taken. And I see our members standing out here in the parking lot, and there's a big trailer truck out there. And I see all of you men and ladies who are out there and you're unloading that truck. And I see that fellowship hall full. Over $100,000 worth of stuff that you gave out. That's devotion. That's devotion. When I see the Bible school attendance, when we set a goal, which we did back in the summer, to have a certain contribution, and it goes over that, that's devotion. When we set a budget and we reach it, which we will, that's devotion. And it is the mark of maturity. There are some in this congregation who are not mature yet. You have matured. still drinking milk. But our prayer is that God will help us to grow. I'm not talking about numerical growth, because numerical growth will come. I'm talking about growing spiritually, that we be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine.